You're listening to SBS News.
In Australia, one in four pregnancies ends in miscarriage. Most happen in the first 12 weeks. Every year, 103,000 Australian families are impacted. Some of those families experience multiple miscarriages.
I can't remember.
Claire Hewer in the UK has a five-year-old daughter called Molly. She was a twin, but the other baby miscarried early in the pregnancy. The same thing has happened to Ms. Hewer a number of times.
Since 2007, I've lost five babies, all quite early and within the first trimester, with bleeding, and each one of those ending up in hospital having to have surgical management. We were lucky enough to have Molly in 2014, but that was no means an easy ride.
After Molly's birth, Ms. Hewer and her husband tried for another child, but one miscarriage followed another. She was recruited for trials of the diabetes drug sitagliptin, which doctors hoped would improve the condition of the womb, increasing a woman's chance of carrying a baby through a full pregnancy. In 2017, Ms. Hewer was given a biopsy and 3 months' supply of the diabetes drug. Baby Dexter was born in July last year. Ms. Hewer says at one time, she and her husband Martin could not imagine the joy of a complete family.
It was tough, and I'm quite a tough person. I take things in my stride. But it was very hard for myself and my husband. I think what made it harder was once Molly was born, having a child already and then suffering a miscarriage after Molly, it was heart-wrenching to know that I might not ever be able to give her a sibling. And also being pregnant and not knowing what to tell your child, because you know you're probably going to lose the baby that you're carrying.
She was one of 38 women aged between 18 and 42 to be accepted on the trial run by researchers at the University of Warwick and University Hospitals Coventry in the English Midlands. Half were randomly given sitagliptin and the others a placebo. The doctors say they picked out the people with the worst histories. They chose the diabetes drug because of the way it works, reducing blood sugar if it's high, but doing nothing if you've got normal blood sugar. The scientists say a side effect of sitagliptin is to make stem cells move from your blood into injured tissue to repair it. Women's normal menstrual cycles are like injuries to the lining of the womb, and study leader Professor Jan Brosens explains they use the drug to draw a greater quantity of stem cells into the womb lining.
A while ago, we discovered that at the time of implantation, there are specialist cells that will surround the embryo, and those cells will serve as biosensors, meaning that they are programmed to either eliminate poor quality embryos or actively support their further development. And we have found that these cells were defective in patients who have multiple miscarriages, and that was caused by loss of stem cells in the lining of the womb. So this trial was designed to test if we could use a drug to boost the amount of stem cells in the lining of the womb and improve the quality of the lining at the time of implantation.
He says the purpose of the study was actually to look at the boosting of stem cells, but the side effect improved the chances of mothers carrying their babies to full term.
The trial was not designed to actually measure a reduction in miscarriages, although women who were treated with sitagliptin, with the drug, actually did very, very well in their next pregnancy. So the trial was solely designed to see whether we could elicit the biological effect that we were after. And of course, the next step now is to do a large-scale clinical trial to see how effective it actually is in preventing future miscarriages in these patients.
Although the results are promising, obstetrician Professor Siobhan Quenby says the sample size is too small. She says the next step is to do a large-scale clinical trial to see how effective sitagliptin actually is in preventing future miscarriages in these patients.
In the people who took the sitagliptin, there were 3 miscarriages, but in the people who took the placebo, there were 6 miscarriages. So that shows a possible prevention of miscarriage, but obviously with very small numbers, we're not sure. More complicatedly, 9 women had babies in the sitagliptin group, but in fact 7 women also had babies just on the placebo. So with that data, we can't possibly say yet whether sitagliptin really increases your chance of having a baby. And to know that information, we'd have to recruit hundreds of women, not just tens of women.
Claire Hewer, however, is convinced she would not have a complete family if it was not for the trial. Hewer says she was amazed as her pregnancy with Dexter continued to flourish.
Finally started to relax around 30 weeks, and he was born at 37 weeks, nice and healthy.
Whether funding for a large-scale trial becomes available remains to be seen. Alan Lee, SBS News.